Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Another week.
Cough, cough, COVID.
Hi, guys.
You sick, nigga?
Nah.
Yo, don't yo, bro.
That's big crazy.
Big Rudy Gobert shit. Week 15, End of Regulation Podcast. I'm Shake.
It's your boy Lo, a.k.a. Optimus Crime, a.k.a. I forgot my name for this week.
And that's Bert. We here. Oh, you pressing buttons now. You forgot to press record, Rosé. I told you I was throwing you under the bus.
We had started potting and shit. And
we,
it's, gonna, you know
we
mean?
Fucking Rosé up this week. He's been acting real out of character. He's gotten real skinny.
Oh, you turned my mic off.
You see,
that's
look.
Crazy.
You see, he's acting real skinny. What he tweeted this week, I'm proud of my boy. Fucking, I know Rosé a long time. Simon's little brother. My boy fucking, and you know, it's my man's whatever. My son is down to, he's in a 100 club this week.
Ooh.
My son's been on his journey. It was so crazy. I watched, just in my time in working at South Beach, I've watched Rosé go from like a big boy to like wearing a medium.
This nigga wear an extra medium.
And he be that extra medium, XM.
Yeah, you never see those in the store.
Nigga wear a schmedium.
No, nigga, I wear the schmedium. Shit. <Yeah. laughs> Fuck.
Nigga wear a Marge.
I see what type of episode this is going to be.
You niggas ain't going to see shit this week. We're going to get that out of the way right now.
Yeah, because visual.
We recording in the dark, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is having technical difficulties. That's life, you know. Show moves on. You know, the guys be back next week doing the big things. But we in the dark.
Yeah.
Back to the
Let me ask something real quick. Why the fuck the light's not on? Because it's not like the, you know what I mean, like, we don't gotta have a light. Like, this shit like a seance in this motherfucker. Turn the lights on, bro. The fuck?
It's dark.
This nigga Rosé said we in the back. Nigga, fuck Batman, nigga. Not on this. Yo,
we in the back.
Don't get me started, bro.
Wait a minute. I also would not, you know. Alright, so since you said fuck Batman, how you just say that? And I feel like that's such a bold claim to make.
Oh shit, we about to fry Batman.
I'm, you know, Ivan doesn't have a mic, which is great.
Thank God.
Because he would not be for this at all. We might pack Batman up today.
Listen, man.
Ivan's pulling up all his nigga. Batman comics. You guys haven't seen the real comics. It's some great shows.
Yo, he
on
shook
it.
Shit out of his belt.
Now check this out, bro.
Stock market crash, Batman is fucking finished.
If we on some real shit, if we look at all the superheroes and what they're capable of.
This nigga can't fly.
And it's not even that he can't fly. Let's just think realistically, right? Now, I get it. They say, oh, Batman's intelligent. He will draw up everybody's weaknesses and all of this other shit before he goes into a fight with them. That's all fine and dandy, right? But what the fuck Batman gonna do if somebody throw a building at him? Bro, nigga, shit. I mean, just answer that.
Yo, that's why. That's
call
why
Superman.
Superman versus.
What if Superman is
but that
the
was
building?
An ass movie, though. Pick that like, building. It was what? Unrealistic.
Kryptonite. What was unrealistic?
Yo, this nigga made a kryptonite suit and then, like, basically.
Yeah, how we get all of that, like.
It's a movie.
Bro, but it was Superman versus Batman.
But like,
and y'all know realistically, like,
was allowing this nigga to build all this shit.
Yo, niggas is causing a ruckus around, like. The city, like, but nobody, builders are falling. Like, like, how's this shit getting paid for?
Nobody saw the nigga with millions and millions of dollars mining the very thing that could kill Superman and was alarmed.
Let's be real. So, kryptonite is supposed to only be available on where?
Shout out, Krypton.
You feel me? So, you mean to tell me that Batman was able to mine and source enough fucking krypton or kryptonite
to put in a suit
To be able to fight? and win against fucking Superman, or to be able to make this nigga had a kryptonite javelin.
And in what episode? Like, in what episode did he do that shit?
This nigga still hasn't defeated the Joker, but he defeated Superman.
Like, make it make sense, my nigga.
You mean to tell me he can't slapped around by a cokehead?
You mean to tell me he can't beat up a crazy clown, but this nigga is able to fight off a fucking super strong alien? And I hate that. I don't want to nerd everybody out type shit, but I really be into this shit. And I'm sick of the shenanigans. It's white privilege, and that's what we're going to call it. And that's cool. That's his superpower. And that's all fine and dandy. But if we being real, if we looking at real superheroes, he don't do nothing heroic. And that nigga terrorize niggas who selling 2 for 15s like Alan Gotham, bro. Like, get that nigga out of here, yo.
Yo.
I'm sick of him. Sick of his shit. I'm sick. He's the police.
Yo, I'm just trying to make a way for my family. Nah, I can't do it here.
Like, the fuck?
Like, what?
Slamming niggas on their neck for what, bro? That nigga has 3 kids to raise.
And ain't even nobody to fucking charge for the shit. Because don't nobody have this nigga identity. He ain't under the city insurance.
Nah, niggas know so his identity. They just won't lock him up. Like, nah, well, you the richest guy in the city. I can't lock you up.
That nigga said, so you think that your boss is this vigilante that beats people to a pulp at night. And your plan... is to blackmail this person? Yo,
I ain't gonna hold you, bro.
Yeah.
I saw the Joker get this nigga work with a crowbar. I'm gonna take my chances.
Yo,
beat that nigga over the head with a fucking
bro. 3 Rottweilers getting Batman out of here.
1000%. Let them be 3 Rottweilers from the hood. He doesn't have a chance. Not a chance.
Yeah, lady. Nah, he won't even stand a chance against lady.
Not a chance.
Them big ass dogs from Oliver and Company packing that nigga up.
All right,
that's
before
a throwback.
Before we get sidetracked today, what's on the list for real today? Because I feel like I want to talk today. What are we talking about? Well, first off, we ain't even do the formal shit. Like, how y'all doing today? How y'all week? I mean, what's
I'm
good?
Feeling great. I'm back to work again.
Okay.
I hate it here.
Off a double vacation?
Yeah.
That was bro. He took 2 vacations, bro.
On our tax money.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you trying to... Nah, I took it from my real job that I have.
Just saying. The mail delivery was a lot lighter.
Hey, good brother. Don't put that out there. Niggas try to get you out of here when you tell them shit like that.
Police work.
Police work. Man. They can't fire you. Your best friend is the boss.
Exactly.
He know you ain't do that shit.
I'd be
He's here with us.
Yeah, I'd be safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Black women in the Olympics.
Alright, hold on. Before niggas even continue, forgive me, but I have not been paying attention to anything sports besides basketball.
Oh, me neither. I just get all my stuff from the internet. But like, I've been yeah, I won't pretend like I've been watching all the fucking trials. I find this shit out because Lenny and Corey fucking sit in the group chat and let niggas know when all the track shit's happening, and they send the fucking videos.
Yo, she ran a 1090.
Yo. And I don't know what that means.
He said a 1090.
Yeah. Like, come on. But I will sit here and say that before these Olympics, I did know who, and I'm gonna get her name right because she definitely put the video out. It's Sha'Carri, right?
Yeah.
Sha'Carri.
No, Sha'Carri. Sha'Carri or Sha'Carri?
Look at y'all, nigging it up. Terrible. Terrible.
Nah, Sha'Carri, because she corrected the
Yeah, like Sha'Carri. Saying, it's Sha'Carri. Yeah. Fucking beast, bro.
Yeah, she's
her and Shelly Ann.
Yo, we ain't talking about her yet. We're going to talk about my peoples in a minute. We're going to give Sha'Carri her flowers because she's young, bro. She's young. She was just running at LSU like maybe 2 years ago and she's like, fuck it, I'm going pro. Shorty just lost her biological mother, respect to her family and to her in the time of their loss. But she went out there and...
Smoked them niggas.
Boy,
yeah, nah, I did see the race.
Woo.
The semi, like the semifinal, yo, took the backwood, unrolled it. All them other women broke them down, grind the work, lit them up right after the blocks. Yo, pack
see,
watch, yo,
but you see, we're gonna get into Shelly, but you see it like the amount of black people that's in the Olympics right now. Like it's also been, I don't want to discredit her name. I think her name is, yeah, I don't know, I have to. Recheck it, but she didn't stand for like the national anthem or anything, and she was like, and that was like a big story around that time too.
But what's her name?
I want to do her justice by getting her name.
All right.
Well, while you do that, Shout out to Sydney McLaughlin. She broke a world record.
Jersey shit. No.
That's, and it's crazy because we're not even going to talk about it, but right now, we're going to get into that later. But niggas be slandering Jersey, but as you can see,
we're going to pack them niggas up in a minute.
Jersey be producing nothing.
Hey,
but,
man, we're going to pack
the Olympics is looking very Jersey.
Can't wait.
We nice, bro. I've been telling niggas
at that everything.
Jersey produces some of like the top quality athletes in every sport.
Every sport.
Whether if it's boxing, football, basketball, track and field. Like Jersey always got their hand in something. Somewhere, somehow, some way, Jersey is there. Shout out to all the women and the men, but shout out to mostly the women all in track and field because y'all definitely doing y'all thing and y'all showing off and y'all showing out. And as somebody who's been in the sport and shit and who knows that it's mad shit that goes in the track and field when there's mad different events that need more attention, shout out to y'all.
Hey, let me give her flowers right now. Her name is Gwendolyn Berry.
Gwendolyn Berry?
Yeah.
Now.
Raven Hulk Sanders, bro.
That's her nickname, Hulk?
Bro, her name, Hulk, bro. She got green hair. She wore a Hulk mask throwing the shit, bro.
Oh, I can appreciate that.
Shot put, bro.
Is that the shorty that had the gold slugs?
Yes.
From Charlotte?
Bro, yes.
Yeah, shout
do
out
that.
To
she slugged that shit.
Bro, the women
I appreciate
are,
the gold teeth.
The women are smoking shit. Not just from here. The black women are smoking
as usual.
Shit.
Every fucking thing.
As usual.
But it's like on a large scale, on a large display, and it's beautiful, bro.
And it's like, yo, these motherfuckers is going to Tokyo.
But the Illmatic part is, hold on.
Tell me if you.
The Illmatic part is, I do get it. Mm-hmm. And we're paying a lot of attention now. But black women have always been dominating track and field.
Of course.
It's not close.
They've always been
since
wild.
Flo Jo.
You feel me?
You know, even before that.
Like.
Big respects to Flo Jo.
In real talk, while we're here, to all you, I don't even know what term I want to use because I want to be politically correct.
Uh-oh.
But I'm seeing that there's a growing population of you males that be trying to shame the
low back
mask.
Calling y'all bitch ass niggas. It's back.
Basically, you bitch ass niggas. So basically what I'm saying to all you niggas who be talking shit and popping shit like, oh, shorty got too muscular. She got too many muscles. She built like a man. Blah, 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 blah. Shut your bitch ass up, bro. Shorty get right in track. Her body is a fine, well-oiled machine, my nigga. Appreciate it. The fuck is you talking about? Women be having muscles and them shits is sexy, nigga.
I respect it. And I love it.
You ain't ever see a shorty with a nice, like, her arms is not mean.
Is there a limit?
Is there a limit? Well, yeah, there's a limit with everything.
All right, here we go.
Of course, there's not mean.
I'm all for acceptance, but I'm.
Now, I'm not saying I want a shorty who's built like Terry Crews.
Like,
that's not what I'm
Goku,
asking at all.
You know what I'm saying, I just want to know if there's a.
Yeah, I'm not saying I want to. Now, there are men out there who do enjoy or do like the women bodybuilders, and I'm not knocking them. That's not what I'm into.
I'm knocking them.
Only thing, I'm just here to say that there's a growing thing where a bunch of males be knocking women for being muscular, and I think that that's kind of weird. Like,
bro,
niggas
finish fucking being happy. Like,
my thing
is weird.
You're not about to just dilute a woman's femininity just because she has muscles. That's all I'm here to say.
Yeah, now they were trying to do that to Serena back years ago.
You feel me?
That bullshit, we're not doing that.
You feel me?
Like, but do you think that the strong people that you was talking about, you think after they fuck, they take like the post workout shit?
Like the creatine bullshit? Yeah.
Or is it like a pre-workout thing? You know what I'm saying? You think niggas use resistance bands and stretch before?
Yo, if a shorty takes some pre-workout before we fuck, I'm nervous.
That means that's her pink kitty pill? Yeah.
Yo, all right, hold on. You just stumbled into like,
shit.
Have you experienced that?
All right.
What had happened was, we're going to get back.
I haven't. But my man's in them. What had happened was, so boom. Shorty was on the, she was a gym freak. You feel me? Like she stayed in the gym type shit.
Oh.
And Shorty did like the little grip squeeze Kegel shit.
Oh yeah.
He was like, he
felt, had the gorilla grip.
Bro, I don't know if they got any special like pelvic workouts that they do specifically for that.
I think.
But he said coming from this short, he said it felt like his Namin was in the headlock, and I'm just like, you know what? I've never been with a girl who is athletic like that and be on that muscle. You know what I mean? I might have to try it.
I've
never had much shit like that before. You heard what Day said.
Try to shoot this way.
I'm just saying, don't knock it. I gotta see.
Yo, That's fucking lit.
It's lit.
You had an experience with the pink kitty poo chick?
Nah, I'm not that freaked out.
What you mean? It's not about being freaked out. You don't got to be freaky.
What about you, Bert?
I use Blue Chew.
But what do that got to do with
it? Yo, because I didn't get the pink kitty pill, but I used the Blue Chew. And I chewed somebody's ass up.
Yeah. You did what?
I chewed this woman's ass up.
Oh, God. Okay. I see where we about to go.
Right. We don't have to go here, but I'm just saying.
Put my seatbelt on.
What? Yeah, I don't know what that means. So speaking of like Viagra-esque thing. Oh, you were about to explain it?
I went to, I'm going to be real. I'm not totally familiar with this whole Blue Chew shit.
Yeah, it's basically like macaroon.
Ain't no basically macaroon.
Yo,
nigga.
It's chewable Viagra. Bro, yo, bro, that's what it is. No, it's macaroon, but it's like, it's gentrified macaroon.
Bert, it's chewable Viagra, basically, or Cialis.
Thank you, Shay.
That's basically
okay.
Let me just, because I don't want you to.
We know macaroon has all the health benefits and everything.
It's not even, I just don't want you to be informing the listeners and them thinking that some macaroon shit is just strictly for that. Check this out, people. Don't listen to Bert. Macaroon has many benefits, including like weight gain, muscle building, and all of that other shit. But some sexual libido shit is part of it. I'm not going to hold you. Like, it does. I mean, you be horny and shit sometimes, a little bit more than usual. It's not like this Blue Chew shit that you're making it sound like. All right?
Yo, that's, but like, we're young though. So I feel like that's like, so
no,
like,
but you ain't never had like, I had a cousin like, and like this is barbershop talk. So, but he threw it out there. Like he was like, "Yo, y'all ever try Viagra?" And I'm like, "Yo, y'all type young."
Yo, my my chef did this too, so I got some shit. Go ahead.
I was like, but I'm sitting here like as like a 12-year-old boy. I'm listening. I'm like, you niggas is type young to be using Viagra. Like,
yo, my chef. I'm not gonna put his name out there because man's gotta get. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna put his name out there. It's my mentor when I used to work in Montclair, right?
But you give them
anybody who knows, you knows who this is now. Like
that's cool.
Yo, that's the nigga right there.
That space don't exist no more.
okay.
So he used to have one of those like genuinely like hotshot chef careers in the city. He used to work at like really, really renowned restaurant, like just like really, really cool shit. So he's telling me, he's like, yo, like, we used to get like vans of hookers. Like, we'd all just do rails of cocaine and like do all this crazy. They would go out, do all this crazy shit. And they would cop like a van full of hookers and just go back and fuck.
Why is it a van?
Because in New York,
you don't watch the pornos, nigga? What you gonna do with a Honda Civic, bitch? Like,
oh, they was fucking in the van.
Bro, not fucking in the van. So it's like, yo, they would pick up, the hookers would get one van, they would be in one van doing whatever they doing. They'd drop off, niggas would go from bar to bar to bar to bar to bar. Then they go back to whoever got the penthouse or doing whatever. And just, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, some orgy shit?
I can't speak for that because I wasn't there.
Okay, respectfully. Right.
So niggas say, yo, one time, like, mind you, they like 20, they our age. Niggas say, yo, we cop some Viagra. Because we, you know, we felt like we wasn't really getting our money's worth.
Niggas want to go multiple rounds with the fucking Rossies, yo. That's crazy.
Niggas want their full hours worth.
That's crazy. Niggas want multiple pops. That's crazy.
Yo, they said. He said those prostitutes look back in such fear. And we're not jobs.
Wait, what you say?
They look back in such fear.
Because you gotta think about it. Like, yo, these are young. Like, we're young. That's why I'm saying, like, when I look at the Blue Chew shit like that, I don't need help. Like, that's not right.
I think you might be looking at it from the wrong perspective.
Wrong perspective, bro.
It's not necessarily what I'm hearing. When I hear young niggas take Viagra, it's not they're taking them because they can't get up. It's just like, yo, you ever ran into a shorty who can go multiple rounds and shit? It's just like, bro, I got to make sure that, I mean, this switch flick on its own type shit. It gets to a certain point where the heart and mind might be willing, but the meat won't. You feel me? But when you got that motherfucking Blue Chew or Viagra or Cialis, whatever the fuck.
Bro, you ever had a drunk night and can't get up?
No.
Yeah, nigga, I went to sleep.
But all I'm saying is, niggas are not taking it because they can't get up. It's to, I mean, it's not that you need help. But if you about to go on a fucking marathon, no pun intended.
Sometimes you want to do that. You just want to go on a fucking marathon.
My nigga, I've had it.
Speak, bitch. Nah,
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You about to get yourself in trouble.
Nah, bro. We here to pod, bro. I can't be the only one that just be giving my life up on this podcast, yo.
I
all right, go ahead, bro.
Maybe like some bro, some Henny and a couple blunts, and I'm all right, bro. Like, So, like, I get what you're saying, but, like, I've always looked at that as, like, an assistance kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have the perspective that you had. Right. I'm admitting to the fact that the way that you guys are informing me of a different way of looking at things. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yo, like, you just, like, you know, you and Shorty about to pop off, right? So, you know that y'all, you want to go some fucking rounds with it. So, you take the 9-mean, and it's good for 3 days.
You niggas be living...
And it's not that, it's not that your shit just be like
hard. It's like, yo, it's just like, yo, like, as soon as you get to the door, like, you ready, bro? Like, let's go. That's all it is.
I sound like my old dishwasher, Jay. Shout out to Jay. Nigga said, bro, I get a joint first time I hit it, bro. Gotta take a perk, bro.
That's wild.
He said, yeah, me. That nigga looked at me. Yo, he meant everywhere. He said, bro, that perk dick, bro, they be coming back, bro. I'm telling you. I'm like, yo, that's.
Yo, that's why do you need that? Like, why do you just need to
feel? If you going in there with a buffer to, like, make an impression,
bro,
that's not good.
That shit, yo, but he said.
But, bro, like, that's like an. That's it, the whole. Addiction, bro. Like, if you just if you taking that just to fuck bitches on the first go so they could just stay.
Bro, do not refer to women as bitches.
Yeah, that's that.
Hamas, women. Amigis.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My bad.
Keep going, bro.
But if you fucking every, like, the woman for the first time, like, they're gonna expect that. At least with a blue chew, I could pop it and then go in.
Oh, nah. See, now I feel like we're shaking. I kind of...
No, but...
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference between that and
when
the perk?
When you put it in that perspective...
Nah, but the Percocet will leave you... from what I see, like, it be leaving niggas looking like a zombie.
So the difference is not looking like a zombie,
I'm about to say, you just talking about the result. You feel me? The reason why niggas take them the same. So, like, what we talking about here?
Yeah, but at least I'm not going to be no fucking zombie.
Oh, so that make it better just because you're not done up?
Of course, nigga. Like, bro, I seen a nigga in North on the video. Bro, niggas could have just robbed him. That's how done up he was.
Did he just get some ass?
No.
All right, then.
No, this nigga was off of Perk 30, bro. All
right, that's different, though. Like,
it's not different. It's not different. This nigga could just get robbed. Like, this nigga's just doing it just because they have an addiction.
If I'm drinking just to drink, there's a difference between me drinking just to drink and me drinking to get drunk to go fuck. There's a difference.
Yeah, you don't have to get drunk.
You see what I'm saying? I don't have to take blue chew every time.
Bro, we're not attacking you.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. Nigga, we having a productive conversation. Why would I take a piss to it?
All I'm saying is, you can't compare son who was high up off the perk, who was just taking perks just to take perks, compared to son who's taking perks to go fuck.
Okay, so now if we ask this person, how many times have you taken perks? Like, do you take them on a regular, or you just take them just to this? Now, because now we're going to add context to it. Because now if he's just saying, yo, I'll just take it to get fucked up, then it's like, all right.
Yeah, I know, but I felt like the fucking context that Shake brought up was bro was taking perks to make an impression on Shorty the
first
time.
That's
that
him. Yeah, that's him.
That's what we were talking about.
I'm going to take it so we can go fuck on a marathon. Like a marathon fuck.
So that's what I'm saying. There's not really a difference between you and son besides, like, the vice of choice and the result at the end. But you're
I'm not taking no fucking opioids.
But you're doing the same. Okay, whether
for exactly.
Opioids.
Whether if it's an opioid or night, Bert, that's not what we're speaking to.
Bro,
we're speaking to the intention.
Bro, niggas take the perk because they feel numb. So obviously, if you feel numb, so when you fucking, you don't feel anything. At least on, like, that's why it's a long lasting fuck for a woman. That's what it's not true.
Bro, I fucked off a perk. You're not about to tell me I didn't feel
okay.
Aha. You're not about to tell me I'm just in there not feeling shit, just slamming back and forth. You feel
just
it.
Just slamming, just.
You feel me? Like, that's not how perk sex works. You feel it, bro. I promise you do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It does make
perk
you last
sex
longer.
Sounds
shit.
But did it numb you? So, like, were you, like, numb?
I think the point that we're trying to get at, really.
That's why I didn't feel anything.
Well, what he's saying and what I was saying was, and we're not discounting the difference between an opioid that is Percocet and Blue Chew, but what we're saying is, in the manner that you described it, which is what he was saying, where he kind of got my perspective, is when I was like, yo, he said when he fucking Shorty, he used the Percocet in the same manner. Maybe not, like you said, it's like, oh, it's a marathon thing. Like, if I'm going for a lot of rounds, da-da-da. It's the same concept for him. He's trying to go for weeks and weeks of her never leaving. Weeks of rent. Weeks of food stamps. Weeks of juice.
Oh, my God.
He is fighting for his fucking life with this perk. Hold on.
I'm not fighting for my life.
Right. You're just fighting for a couple hours. So it's, but you're using them as like an enhancement for the same, you know what I'm saying?
It's just a different.
So that's what he was saying.
And some people take macaroon to fuck too. So it would be the same thing, right?
It's all enhancement in different areas. It's just how you use them. The whole point in what I was saying was when I thought of, and you guys brought me to a whole new perspective, is when I hear people our age taking these times of enhancement, my immediate thought was like, damn, bro, like,
your shit don't
how
work.
You live in life. Like, you see what I'm saying? That's my thought process because I don't think about it the way that y'all was thinking about it. So when niggas is like, yeah, I'm using the blue chew all casual, I'm like, yo,
that's wild.
I'm good.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Like,
that's wild to just be popping blue chews just casual.
Yeah, like, I'm
unless
here,
you like really just like fucking a whole bunch of women, like, it's no reason.
Even still, yeah, like,
I'm,
yo,
I'll be
like,
real. I feel as though, like, as healthy young men, we really
you shouldn't be having, like, but so many, like,
not even, I mean, none of those shit. Same thing when it comes to like the pink kitty shit. Like, there's other natural shit. Like, I'm always gonna be for natural versus synthetic. So if you're on some natural shit and you take, like, for example, there's other aphrodisiacs that make people horny in both
oysters,
male,
for
women, and everything in between. You feel me? But if you out here taking the synthetic, like the pink pussycat pill or whatever, I get it while you're taking it and the results and shit, but it's like, I know for a fact that the chemicals and the synthetics that they got them shits, if you take them shits regularly or if you keep taking them,
it's gonna be
down the line,
up.
It's gonna be something that's, you know what I mean? Whenever there's a high payoff, there's a price that you're paying somewhere. And I feel as though because we don't know what it is, now we just like, oh, nah, it's fun. Yeah, I can get up whenever I want type shit with the Bluetooth, but I feel like
that shit is going to affect, yo, nobody's talking about that because we haven't seen it because
it just popped,
Viagra,
it just came out.
Viagra used to be something
they
you have to.
One ingredient from Viagra that.
The dick stiffening ingredient. That's the ingredient that they
took. But you know you can eat kale and get the same thing?
Well, then eat a salad.
Word.
Like, yo, what I'm saying is, like, yo, like, we don't know, like, in 25, 30, 40 years what the effects of adding something like this to our bodies is going to have. So if niggas was having erectile dysfunction eating grits, oats, and drinking Budweiser, what do you think we're going to have when we're already putting this shit in our body? I'm good. Like,
I'm cool.
I'm straight. That's just me personally, but I understand, like, the thought process. Have you said it's like, yo, if I want to show a woman a good time and this is just how I'm living life, I completely understand that.
And mind you,
I'm just going
to
say,
hey, use this shit
I'll catch you when you wake up.
Hold on, I just want to ask, Bert, does the blue chew give you more stamina?
Huh.
I felt like I could, okay. When I explain this, don't look at me crazy.
Bro, it's about to run a Tour de France in that.
Bro, I'm about to say, like, I'm somebody who's understanding and transparent.
I was about to come, but I stopped myself. And I kept going.
So you was edging in the middle of the Nami?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
And that was thanks to the blue chew?
Violence.
Yes.
You but it wasn't a painful joint. Like, it wasn't like a yo.
Nah, it was like a, it's like, hold on. It's like, oh, nah, I'm
see,
good.
See, now this is a different development. Being able to pause the nut is a very, very.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you know, this shit is crazy.
I feel like, if I speak, I'm gonna get arrested.
Go ahead, bro.
Nah, you know what,
bro?
Fuck it, we potting.
I'm gonna be real, bro, and I'm not saying this shit to like to my own horn or whatever. But
I already could do that.
It's not even some I already could do that shit because I can. But
this nigga be edging the coochie.
Yeah, like I thought that was like a regular thing.
Nah,
what I'm saying is, listen.
How many minutes? How long you got? After you be like, you know, I'm good right here. How, you got a whole half in it?
What made you go with that verse?
I'm not understanding the context of what we're talking
like,
about.
Do you have, like, if you decide, like, the way Bert is saying it, like, yo, I can pause in that meaning, like, I'm about to. So, edging, right? Mm-hmm. How long within the circumstances do you have before it's like, I'm not that guy anymore?
Context is important, so it definitely depends
on the who,
the environment. Like, let's say for example, if I'm in a hot environment, I'm gonna last all day, bro, because I'd be distracted because of the heat, so my mind is thinking elsewhere. So I'm just going. I mean,
what about you, Bert? I have my own techniques. I got mental blocks. Like, if I really am trying to like need to last long,
would you start thinking about like,
yo,
the most fucked up shit? You start thinking about like. Dead
my
pets and shit.
High school lunch lady's face. She had
hold on.
Yo.
It's just like, yo, I'm trying to make this shit last. I'm trying to lose my boner. Like, what type of time you on?
Bro, One, yo, high school, yo, I was just like, nah, yeah, I'm be here for a while. She was like 80 years old. Her name was Mars. She was the nicest lady.
You was thinking about old ladies while you was in Coogee?
You niggas.
You maxing it out, but we're talking
nah,
about.
Nah, that's exactly what it is.
What you just said,
we're
bro.
Talking about edging, though.
You was thinking about.
So if I'm trying to make sure that I make it to the next round.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Marge.
Why don't you just be normal, just pull out and start eating the coochie? Like, what's, you start thinking about an old fucking lunch lady. What's
bro,
wrong
we
you?
Was we was talking about a specific, you know what I'm saying?
And that's your technique, to think about somebody's fucking grandma. You we sick know, bastard. You fucking nasty fiend.
If you spin it that
you
way,
you right fucking now, freak.
I don't want to think about that, bro.
This nigga's crazy, bro. It's like, yo, son just named her name.
Marge.
He described her and shit. Like, there's
She's
other people
years
who
old.
Went to school who know this lunch lady.
That's going
to
be hilarious.
So, all you niggas.
That's going to be so, yo, that's, yo, Ivan was like, Marge.
So, everybody.
Yo, she was that ugly?
Yeah, nah. Yo, it's not even, it's not about, it's like, yo, I don't want to be here. I don't want to get up out of here right now. Yo, Ivan is being freaked out.
Yo.
Yo. Yeah,
there's no cameras here, so they can't even.
Yo, that's
they can't even
crazy.
See us. Like, look, all I'm saying is.
Wrinkly as hell.
All I'm saying is, bro, you are very different for that yeah, being bro. Your technique, bro. And yeah. to the rest of y'all out there who probably
said,
use similar techniques.
I've prayed before.
You're going to hell. You're going straight to hell. I can imagine I God just chilling. And then he just look over like.
And
hell
here is.
What the fuck
yo,
going on
who
down
is
there?
This on my lawn?
I'm fucking
niggas
laughing.
Fucking.
And just,
he's just like, hold up, it's not Sunday. I know they're not praising me right now. What the fuck? Why they clapping and shit? Why they clapping while she on her knees? What's happening? Nasty ass nigga.
Finna get communion.
You said communion.
This nigga is wilding.
I thought that's what I heard him say. Yeah,
he said it. He said that's what he said, bro.
Nasty. I'm Catholic, so I feel some type of way. But you're nasty. Nigga said communion. This is a nasty episode. Yo, all right. This is where we at with it.
We got 30 minutes.
Halfway through the episode, and niggas just been talking nastiness. What else is on the list, man?
Speaking of nastiness, Tank Davis had a nasty fight.
he knocked that nigga on his ass. Not from what I saw.
Do we? All right, so Tank won. Mm-hmm. Tank knocked Bull out.
But you,
TKO.
But you see what
TKO.
But you see what Floyd did to make that happen?
Hold on. Because we're going to get there. We're going to get there. But did you watch the fight?
I didn't watch the fight. I watched clips.
You watched the fight?
I didn't watch it, but somebody I know was there and they sent me clips. And I ain't going to. Real quick. The nigga does look very fast on TV. But from the iPhone camera, you know the quality shit. Look, that nigga fast as hell, bro.
Oh.
His hands is
oh yeah,
ooh, Tank.
Tank, his shit is different, bro.
Oh no, bro. His he's very like a quick twitch type of fucking fighter. But that Hispanic boy was punching the shit out of him, yo.
It's boxing. It's part of sports.
Yo, I'm saying
he did some rocky
he was,
shit.
Yo, he was punching the shit out of Tank, bro. And the reason I say this is because like the result is what's going to tell the story. Okay. At the end of the day, the result is really all that matters. But I was watching the fight, and up until the point where like it's a video going around where Tank's in his corner, and they wiping him off or whatever with his fucking with the mm-hmm. the shit or whatever, and Floyd's like, yo, they got him down. The unofficial, they got him down one round. Da 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 da, and this nigga Tank kind of look over like, fuck you
what?
Mean? Da, da, da.
What?
He said, yo, what you want me to tell you? And it's like, the nigga Floyd was not lying.
Like, Floyd was keeping it 100 with
he
him.
Was keeping it 100. Tank was losing the fight. He was not winning, bro. He was not winning the fight. He was getting punched on, like, consistently. Like, he had probably two rounds. He had one round where he knocked Bull down twice. That was a great round. He needed, when he got that round, he needed that round. Because when I tell you, this Hispanic boy was punching him in his shit and moving around. And even when he was getting hit, he was eating him. I'm telling you, bro, he really was giving it to him. Yo, Floyd, and then right after Floyd said that, like, yo, what you want me to tell you? Like, that told him that he was losing. Right after that, Tank knocked him out. Like, right after that. He came out and broke and shattered some ribs immediately.
All right, then. So what are we really talking about here?
And that's what I was saying before.
See, because I hear niggas talking about, oh, he was getting punched on. He was in. All right, that's all fine identity. But what the fuck did he do? He broke some ribs. So all that punching that the nigga was doing before ain't mean shit, nigga. You been hitting me all this hard and I just still broke your ribs at the end of this fucking fight, nigga. Fuck out my face.
As a
fan, I don't give a fuck how somebody, much you was hitting me, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
As somebody enjoying the sport, I would like to see them two fight again. I would love, like, that's one of the, it was yeah. one of those fights where it was like, yo, they should fight again. And Floyd came, yo, it was wild because after that they came out and said, like, yo, like, we're not fighting anybody who's not on Mayweather Promotions or I think it's like WPC or whatever their partner is. He's not fighting any fighters that's not on there. So that, like, Haney, Garcia, Stevenson, fucking Shakur, shout out Shakur Stevenson from Jersey. He's not fighting. They came out and said,
"What's the Hispanic guy that's always making the videos?
The same video punching the shit out."
Yeah,
that's Garcia, I think. Yeah. Right, Lee.
So
I don't know why you look like the boxing enthusiast in the room. You know what I'm saying?
Let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. Y'all mean to tell me that they only fighting niggas that's under their label?
That's on, yo, straight like that. It would be like, yo, it's literally Def Jam Vendetta over
there. Basically, they trying to, like, just keep all, like, the profits.
All money in.
Yeah, it's basically.
No money out.
Yeah, nothing's going out. It's all coming in.
That's corny.
Super corny. And super corny. From my perspective, I don't want to hear Tink talk no more shit to these other niggas.
Yeah, and they be talking shit on
Twitter. They all talk shit on Twitter and ha ha ha.
My thing is, when it comes to boxing in particular, that sport, it's not like it's a team sport. It's a one-on-one, mano-a-mano type thing.
Facts.
So if we about to start changing to where you niggas are only focusing on the money, I don't want to hear about nobody talking about they the best this and they
exactly.
the best
that. Exactly.
Because if we're talking about sport and competing, you fighting whoever. You're not about to just fight, I'm only going to fight them because I know I'm going to get the biggest purse. That's corny.
Super.
So you're not about
to... So would you call Floyd corny? Because that's what he did.
1,000%. Floyd is one of the corniest niggas all time in terms of competing in boxing. Because I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Towards the latter part of his career, he started being very careful with the fights that he was choosing.
I seen that too.
People that were competitive, not on his level. People who could beat him, but we all knew they wouldn't. Those are the people.
Like, for example, why did he fight Conor McGregor?
Comedy.
That yeah. literally, he's an amateur. Literally, that was his first pro boxing match.
It was literally for money. That was all it was.
That's my
point.
For
the 50 ball.
And I get it. I'm not mad at it.
He made like $300 million.
It don't matter what the amount is because like, we know he did it for the bread. But if you about to talk about in terms of the sport, he's the greatest this and he's the greatest that. I can't call him that.
That Pacquiao victory a little shaky too because he ducked Manny for a while.
All right.
There's the shit with the doping and
yeah,
there's the other
shit
that went on.
I'm fight somebody who's not me.
I understand that, but there was like times beforehand when Manny was like, yo, I'll take a test. And Floyd was like, I'm good off that. So if we're going to talk about Manny's doping, we got to talk about when Bo was like, yo, I'm good. No more drugs. Fight me. And Bo waited till not for nothing. He was on the tail end of his career when Manny Pacquiao was not finna beat him no more, and then they fought. And when he was fighting Manny,
And what?
I mean, Floyd's a defensive fighter, but he did a lot more defensive fighting than usual, and it had a lot of running in it. There was a lot of cardio in that fight.
That's one way to look at it. I don't agree, but I disagree.
It's fair. No, it's fair. So what's your? So you don't think that? In that fight with Manny, you don't think that he should have fought Manny before he fought Manny?
1,000%. They definitely should have fought the first time it initially was, you know, mentioned and brought up. But
I think that was after the De La Hoya fight.
When it comes to boxing, like I said, it's a one-on-one thing. If I'm hearing rumors that bro is over here juicing and shit, bro, you probably fuck around and knock my block off and fuck me up for the rest of my career. Mm-hmm. So I'm not about to take that chance. And then you're not about to have that one up on me. Telling people that you beat me up, or let's say if you injure me and shit, then the next time we fight, even if you clean, you got the one up on me because you already hurt me from the last one.
That's fair.
So
when I come out to you as the nigga juicing with that rumor, and I come out and take positive tests, I come out, it's negative tests. I'm like, yo, I'll take a test in front of you, my nigga. And I'm doing all that. And you're still saying, nah, we good off that.
Well, because it's not just that simple. It's, I mean, you take a test right then and there. So, like, all right, yeah, maybe you may have got it out your system, but what if you were training on this shit?
Bro, steroids isn't some shit that just be leaving like that. That's why they be on such types of...
But listen to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If this whole time, right,
mm-hmm.
you've been going this way, you've been training this way with this shit, it's going to build your muscles up to a certain capacity.
Yeah, it's not going to leave just that fast.
And I'm not... That's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
But if you train your body up to a certain fucking level,
without the steroid, without the steroids, you'll maintain it.
The main, yes, there will be a slight drop off without the fucking juice, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if you get your shit up to a certain level, then yeah, I can fucking maintain this shit and carry the rest of the fucking weight.
So I'm looking at it from a standpoint of, I think, I'm not gonna knock Floyd because I personally love the way he fights. I like his style, like the whole like, nigga, you're not gonna hit me. You can't hit me.
He's an excellent boxer in terms of technicality of the sport.
Facts. He's not a great fighter.
A lot of people.
He's a great boxer. He's not a great fighter.
I wouldn't say he's not a great fighter either because boxing is fighting. A lot of people just think that you're supposed to just go in there, get hit, and just throw punches and shit.
Nah.
There's a technical aspect and a sport aspect to boxing.
100%.
You feel me?
Everybody's so hurt if you're not.
It's just like if you expecting to just see niggas brawl like Deontay Wilder and shit, go watch UFC. But boxing shit, there's an art and a sport to this shit. You feel me? So I never knock Floyd Mayweather with how he get his wins. If you know how niggas get their points,
facts.
He's an expert at that shit. And you have to kind of admire it because he's nice.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I would never take, like I said, the style at which he fights, like, a lot of people don't think about. We're on the same page with this shit because it's like, we have to score points to win. Yeah, I'm not sitting here getting all these pretty punches off, but I landed 15 to 20 punches that round.
Niggas don't know, man.
You got Floyd. Me with a one great punch, but you missed the last 19. I won that round.
Prime example. Do niggas remember when he fought Maidana?
Nah, I don't.
Maidana was the first nigga that we seen visibly cut Floyd to draw blood. Mm. You remember that?
Wow. No, yeah, I don't. I won't pretend.
You want to know why? Because Floyd beat that nigga. That's why. Well, everybody was so souped. Oh, this nigga, he damaged Floyd. Floyd finally, we seen Floyd's blood. All right, so the fuck what? I'm still tagged. I won that round. He got a lucky swim banger. What else? So who cares?
It's kind of like, it's one of them situations like, when you're the best, like people, they love to see the best win. But they will not admit that they love, like, I hate this nigga LeBron James. Why? Right now, he's probably one of the best basketball players ever. I love to see LeBron James lose. I'm a Laker fan. We lost the first round. Not happy about it, but LeBron James lost.
And you are a sick individual.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. That logic is a little weird to me.
Yeah. Fuck him. Anyway, same concept with the masses. As much as they love Floyd Mayweather.
Nobody loves Floyd Mayweather.
There was a time when people did.
Yeah, when he first started.
There was a time,
He got cheated in the Olympics.
That's what I'm saying. Like
they
know
they felt no, because he was supposed to win the Olympics, and people felt very, 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 very.
There was a time when people. He was never like the people's champ or nothing like that. But it was a time when people. But it was a time when people fucked with Floyd Mayweather. See what I'm saying?
That's kind of. But I feel like Floyd has always been like the arrogant villain, especially like right before the Money Team took off type shit. So
as soon as he got to the Money Team, that shit was over.
That's why when I be hearing like, oh.
We got 15 Rolls Royces outside.
Niggas was rooting for Floyd. Niggas was always rooting for Floyd to lose. That's why I don't see, I don't really hear when niggas like Floyd.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's very rare to hear that.
I mean, he's an arrogant, rich asshole. I would hate him too. But if you're talking about the sport and how good he is at boxing, you got to respect it. Straight like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's all it is.
Simple.
I mean.
Can we pack some niggas up?
I was just going to say, we're talking about boxes. Jersey pack niggas up.
The Jersey one.
Stop getting on your phone. Stop waking up so angry. Stop opening apps. Stop talking to your families, your friends about New Jersey.
Please.
Stop waking
up. We don't bother you niggas. Don't bother us.
Yo, we don't want to be from where you're from. We love it here. We don't want to wear your fucking, the shoes the way you niggas wearing. We don't want teeth on our brims. We don't want to be from Philly. No disrespect to nowhere. We don't want to be from Connecticut, Delaware, D.C., Cali, Texas. None of that shit, my nigga.
You didn't say the biggest one of all. Niggas definitely don't want to be from New York.
At all.
But that's the reason why we talking about this, because the nigga that was talking shit.
Yo, it was a lot. Yo, it was.
It's a nigga from Boston.
Yo.
The Dominican from Boston. That's kind of crazy. Oh shit, Bristol brought up the motherfucker. Yeah. This nigga had a Clyde Drexler with a tan New York fitted with a red. Wait, hold on. Let me describe it. With a red apple on the back, right?
Don't say his name.
And then he had a statue of Liberty on the front, a green one.
So this nigga has a whole bunch of colors. And then what type of jeans is those? Because them jeans is from 05.
Bull guy. Ivizu skinnies, yeah. With 14 pockets on the back.
Yo, my nigga, them shits look like the NBA All-Star pants with all the teams on the back.
Yeah, make him the artwork for the week.
Looked like Bro Shot went crazy with the VC and put all his shit on.
Oh, and this nigga is a hype beast also. He said Travis Scott sent him the McDonald's that he bought. And he makes music.
I heard his music.
I can bring it up. I can bring it up. Hold on.
Yo, it's talking. Not good.
All right, look, check this out. First things first, I'm going to tell all you niggas out there, right? It's a lot of you niggas who think that y'all fly just because y'all be throwing on all these labels and kicks that's super hyped on. But if you look at how you niggas wear y'all clothes, if you look at how
the hat was floating, my nigga.
You feel me? Like on some Houdini shit just floating. But
yo, and it's only one nigga I ever seen with a hat like that.
This nigga spent $600 on the New York Yankees.
Yo,
tattoo.
On the micro tat.
He said, yo, I spent $600, nigga. Did you spend $600 for that?
On some Friday the 13th bullshit. And look,
I know niggas that's doing deals for $600 for like the whole sleeve.
That's what I was saying though. You feel me? This is the PSA to all you niggas who think just because you got on Off-White and all of these fucking designer brands that you niggas is fly. A lot of you niggas is still bums. Yeah, just expensive bums, you feel me? Because 9 times out of 10, a shorty might think that I look good and I just got on a white tee and some fucking jeans.
Yo, Chris, keep bringing up these pictures. But you niggas, did you find his Facebook?
Nigga, why you? Oh. I'm doing a PSA. That she, you know what I mean? Nigga, I'm on the mic. Nigga, like, they can hear you, bro. Recording, nigga.
I forgot.
But like I was saying, you feel me? Y'all got to stop thinking that y'all super fly just because y'all got on some shit that y'all heard a rapper mention or that y'all seen other niggas wear for real. Because honestly, bro, that fit that Sun had on, you can't slander nothing. You can't talk about nobody nowhere if that's how you decided to walk out the house.
Bro, it's just like DaBaby.
Yo, shout out.
So I mean DaBaby face on.
Yo, so like shout out to Zay Black because he tried to fry Zay for having a McDonald's hat, but he bought McDonald's. You can't.
I'm just mad that bro really thought that he was doing it up just because he had that. Like, if you look at how many picks he took, I'm just like, oh, damn. You feel like you're doing it.
I
never seen a nigga take a front pick and a back pick. That's some thotty bullshit, bro. You nasty.
Wait a minute. This nigga said, I don't know where to put the tattoo. And nigga circled his chest and his arm and then got the little Yankee sign. What is wrong with you niggas?
With denim jeans. This nigga cut off at the knees.
He got to be from upstate New York. This nigga probably from either Syosset, motherfucking
Lafayette,
Great Neck, somewhere. Know what I mean? Somewhere far up. Somewhere far as hell. Syracuse.
Nah, we ain't gonna do Syracuse. Nah. I know people up there.
They ain't wearing bullshit like that.
Nah. Not my people's. My people's that's up there.
This is my life. It can get tragic.
Oh, okay. You want me to play it?
Bro, play that.
Yeah. Right. We're gonna start from the beginning.
This is my life. It could get tragic. Demons all up.
Bitch.
It did, my nigga. You came outside with a tan fitted, with a Statue of Liberty patch on the front, a Blazers jersey, a red one, Ivizu's jeans, skinny ones, with, I don't know, 14 pockets on the back.
In the back.
Like, yo.
Came out with the fives. Yo, good shoe, I think. Overall, bad fit. This is your life. Shit could get tragic. Stop bothering Jersey, my nigga. Leave it alone.
And I'm mad that we just gave this nigga airtime.
Yo, but it was so many people, bro. Like, it was like six different people that got packed up because one dude said something about Jersey.
He said
Jersey was the armpit of America. I'm like, bitch, have you ever heard of Idaho?
It was a Dominican nigga from Boston trying to talk shit.
First of all.
Yo, when you said good wine, bro.
Check this out. If you a Dominican out in Boston, I already know that you hookah.
Ain't even no Dykeman in Boston.
I already know.
It's no hookah up there.
In Boston.
I'm fucking wildin'.
Ain't no Santos in Boston.
Dika.
like I was saying, if you a Dominican in Boston, I already know that you hookah deprived. You ain't have no mango. Know what I mean? None of that shit. You out here hurting, my nigga.
Like, they don't even sell Sazon or none of that in Boston.
Tampico, yeah, we got Tampico up there. This nigga has been eating nothing but clam chowder for the past 6 years.
Ain't no platanos in Boston.
But when I talk about Jersey is the armpit of America.
Hamas, amigos.
Yo, this is how Dominican Hamas. Bro is. If you go to his pinned tweet, it's a double platano. Think I'm lying?
Yeah, miss it, bro. He miss it.
Please leave us alone. We won't have to pack you up like this.
All I'm saying is, yo, everybody from Jersey, bro, all we did for real, as like elementary school, even up until high school, was crack jokes on each other.
Yo.
So if you about to be from West Bubblefuck in the middle of nowhere, thinking that you about to just crack on Jersey, yo, it don't matter if it's North, Central, or jokes. South, my nigga. We're going to roast you, bro.
Look, that's my nigga, no lies. It's a double platinum.
Yo, it's a double platinum.
This nigga said, nigga, is this two platinos and one? Retweet for good luck.
And it's only good luck because he know if in Elizabeth, that's regular shit in Boston.
That's what
my
I'm
nigga.
Saying, like,
hold on.
This nigga souped over a come on, man.
Over McDouble platinum.
Ooh, better, bro.
McDouble platinum.
Yo.
Real quick, right? And I know I know it may just sound like we biased that, oh, because we from Jersey, that we love Jersey and all that other shit. And that, in fact, is true. But let's just look at the stats, right? And let's look at the real shit. Jersey, right? First off, weed is legal. Secondly, we're ranked number 3 in the nation when it comes to education. Then we got beaches. We got all 4 seasons. We got forest. We got everything that you can fucking need. In
got
any
the swamps.
Any part that you name in America, Jersey got it, bro.
Nigga, we have diners.
You feel me?
Them niggas hate us because we got backyards. I'm not going to lie.
Speaking to the New York people.
And to the New York nigga, I will put you in your building in my backyard, nigga. Ask Shake about it.
You feel me?
Ask Shake about it. Ask Low about it. Them niggas see my backyard.
All I want to say is, you feel me, if you take the best parts out of every state, Jersey has that. What's the best?
We even have a Diet Vegas here.
Nigga, we got a Great Adventure, nigga.
Gambling is legal.
Sports
gambling is
nigga,
legal.
The niggas from New York get on the PATH train, take that bitch to Hoboken just to use FanDuel.
Yo,
so
fuck is you talking about?
Yo, real quick.
Niggas right. Use New Jersey addresses so they don't have sales tax on their clothes.
Bro.
I'm dead ass serious.
Niggas is coming to Jersey. Imagine Jersey Gardens being your destination for back to school shopping. That's them.
Let me ask y'all this. What's the best part of Florida?
Orlando.
I'm not going.
No, what I'm talking about, not like the location. What's the best part about Florida?
Oh, Disneyland.
Resort bartenders.
Okay.
All right.
The beaches, right? Do we not have beaches in New Jersey?
Yeah.
What's the best part of like Texas?
Guns.
Jersey, we got the women, nigga.
Facts.
What's the best part of New York?
It smell over there.
It stinks.
Bars and shit?
Yeah.
Bro, look where we at. We in South Beach, nigga. Feel me?
And they do bust that trip from Harlem to Rochester to fucking Staten or wherever they at. They do bust that trip to little old East Orange.
Come on, man. That's all. So,
to sit on the block.
To the rest of y'all out there, all I'm going to say is, whether you want to say that Jersey people are trying to be like people from other places, that's not true. Because in reality, I'm somebody who grew up out here in Jersey for real, and they stole a lot of shit from us. Them New York niggas not going to admit it, but I remember when all you bitch-ass niggas was speaking like Italians, talking about some, yo, like I remember that bullshit, you feel me? You niggas ain't start here, but that's a different conversation for another day, you feel me? Yeah, and I'm here. And that's somebody.
Niggas stole Jay-Z from us.
Come on, bro. Nigga went to school in Trenton, my nigga. Let's be real.
Nigga stole Max B from us?
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Max B right around the corner from me.
That nigga, he's here. He's that nigga's rightfully home type shit. You feel me? But all I'm going to say is, like, Jersey, we truly one of a kind when it comes to everything. Straight
gotta
like
love
that.
It.
And to the rest of you niggas who out here hating.
Fucking Florida and these niggas be trying to steal the club music shit now. Who had that song? It was a famous nigga with a song.
Oh, it was DJ Khaled and Drake.
I thought it was them.
Hamas.
Oh, yeah, they stole that shit from J Hood, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hamas.
I don't know if Jay got paid for now.
Shout out J Hood, Low Man, all the Jersey DJs, everybody like that.
Yeah, word. Shout out DJ Wala too. That's my guy.
Feel me?
Hey.
Putting on for the state. Cookie Kawhi.
I ain't gonna hold you though. We not shouting out all the DJs from not Jersey.
No.
Because
it's
one in particular I don't really fuck with.
Oh.
Yeah, word.
I know who he about to say, so we not about to do it.
Oh. Niggas got political connects. I don't know if y'all fuck with nobody. Huh? Nah, this nigga's not black. I fuck with all the black DJs.
Oh, I know who you talk. I know who you about to
go. You feel me?
And DJ Manny. Manny's good too.
Feel me?
Come on, man. Y'all got to see Manny work sometimes here. Manny be getting to it.
But speaking of DJs, I can't talk about DJs without shouting my boy DJ Elzy.
Mm-hmm. The fucking GOAT.
Oh, Tempo.
I ain't going to hold you, bro. I don't know if y'all know, but DJ Elzy will forever be in my top three because I literally watched this nigga play a Pat Pools record in the middle of a packed South Beach. And the move didn't change. DJ Elzy, one, he's a fucking daredevil. He's a motherfucking daredevil because he played the fucking.
Oh, you want to talk about what he played?
He played the Touch It fucking Papoose verse. Okay. Shit.
No. Remember what he played a couple weeks ago? No, I don't know if we want to say that.
Yeah, nah, we good off that.
But he got that off.
Well, regardless, the fact that I went and requested Papoose and he delivered. Bro, I will fight niggas for Elzy, bro. I will fight niggas for Elzy. That's how deep it is, bro. Like, the fact that you're willing to put your reputation of your craft on the line for me making that request, and you did it, and it was an ill transit. You got to respect
it. Yeah, some DJs are like,
exactly. You got to respect a nigga gangster, bro.
Yo, as soon as Elzy be like, what nigga? All right, word, watch this.
Nah, Elzy will play that shit.
Yo, Elzy, he has his headphones on all night. But they never touch his ears.
This thing on some Arthur shit.
Yo,
you ever watch Arthur has headphones be up here?
Like, I don't know if he hear through his temples and shit, but his headphones never touch his ears. I'm like, yo, this nigga just be DJing in style.
Like, just getting it off.
That shit nice. Just an accessory, like niggas in the park. Yo.
They do.
Hey.
I never seen a bad vibe, know what I mean? Like, the whole police South Beach, not me, the whole South Beach was turned.
It had to be said.
I'd be crazy.
See, the ill part is, like, all right, so since we here now, and I don't know if you want to edit this shit, but if somebody makes the block hot, you don't point it out. You keep talking about something. You niggas just made it hotter by, like, shining the light on another. These niggas ain't never been outside, bro. Like,
no, I've been outside, but... That nigga yelled that shit out. Yeah. They heard that shit.
You hear shit? No, he didn't. Instead, like, not me.
Yo.
I don't even remember what the fuck we was talking about, but shout out to my guy.
Nah, we were just shouting out people. We were shouting out the good people.
We're talking about Jersey DJs. We started
Showcase is amazing, bro.
Showcase.
Fly Jerry. List goes on.
Tempo.
Definitely
shout out. We shouted out Tempo, definitely.
Tempo be playing shit in Germany, my nigga. Bro, dad be like going to fucking North Carolina. He's bro, like, yeah, I'm playing my first European.
I got like PTSD. Every time you mention anything German, bro, I tense up and get scared because I don't know what the fuck you about to say. I be getting scared, bro. I'm sorry. I'm going to be real with you.
Bro be over Episode there making four. the fucking German crowd shout, bro.
Shout what? Shout what, bro? I just want to know.
Nah, don't do it, bro.
All right, nah, don't do it. Don't do it.
Tell me how much to a Holocaust.
Yo, relax.
What made you go with that verse?
Yo, this nigga always got to take it another notch.
Yo, it's his fault because I wasn't thinking about it. I was just thinking about Tempo playing shows in Europe. That's it. And then I'm like,
Hold on.
Said Germany.
Because I don't know if niggas peep, know what I mean? But we almost forgot something and shit. Y'all remember? Entitlement shit, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I know you niggas want to talk about this, but let's hurry up and get this, know what I mean? Who got the Bluetooth on? Because I want them to...
Oh, niggas had trauma.
I got it.
This next topic that we're about to discuss, I don't even want to put a trigger warning, but I feel like I might have to because some niggas might get triggered when they hear this shit.
Rosé button.
You trigger warning.
But all I'm going to say is... A lot of people got a lot of nerve. You feel me?
A lot of fucking nerve.
But
that's not even what I'm mad at for real. But go ahead, Bert. So we just gonna play a little clip for y'all on a perspective and react at home. But we're gonna discuss. Play the clip, Bert.
Basically, I'm gonna play
and, you know, set my had a guy get me a Benz before and put me in a loft space and, you know, set my whole life up. differently than what it was normally. And I feel like if you brought me to like this level, and then we didn't work out, but we're still friends, you know, we didn't have beef and no one cheated. It was just didn't work out. But I still, I wasn't going to move from my space because it didn't work out. I wasn't going to give him back my car because I'm not going to downgrade my lifestyle because me and you are no longer together. And I just feel like if you put me in this space and that was under your budget then, what's the difference now? You know what I mean?
You were my girlfriend. I was fucking you.
Yeah, but I just, yeah, but I personally feel like, no, I'm not moving.
But see, what he did was this, though. He gave
now
you
pause
the
it,
upgrade.
Pause it real quick. All right. So we're going to break this down piece by piece, right?
Like a Kit Kat.
So Shorty initially said that because her and a dude got together and he introduced her to this life and they didn't work out, that he still should be maintaining that said life.
That's already a red flag.
Off the rip. Check this out, Shorty. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
I go, my money goes.
You feel me? Like, if I'm doing something that I feel as though is a nice gesture to you because I like you in that capacity.
And that's what it is, a fucking gesture.
What makes you think that because, yes, I introduced you to this and I introduced you to that, you feel me, that because we're no longer working out, that I'm supposed to still maintain it? Keep going, Bert, because I'm glad that she was in a room with some real people who brought her back down to earth. But
the first one to pack that shit up was a woman.
Yeah, because a real woman, because yeah. I mean, it was some real shit. But go ahead.
Play it is because you're with me.
Yes.
You understand? So let me just go though. So we didn't work out, me and you dating. You feel me? So I'm supposed to keep paying your loft and keep paying your bins. Now I get it. You're a true boss if you do that, and that's the vibe we're getting. But Jazz,
no, it's just I'm not moving, and you're gonna have to deal with it.
If you want to stay upgraded, stay with me. If not, go see what's out there.
Oh, so then that. So then if that's the case, so yeah. You want me to stay with you for these items and use you, basically.
Not for them. If you want to live like this.
I had a goalpost. Pause it.
So then.
All right.
That bitch, yo, excuse
we
me.
Don't refer to women
nah,
as bitches.
Nah, we're not
here.
Doing that. She's a horrible person, though.
Terrible.
Is she really?
That nigga must have been Maul. That's
about.
The only way that you she could think this makes sense. Cause like, what? How do you sound? Imagine thinking that you are entitled to me maintaining a lifestyle that I introduced you to.
Hold on, I can give a scenario where a nigga should. I can give a scenario. All right, peep game.
I want to hear this.
Peep game. Better, that nigga better be married.
It's not even about being married. If you decide to woo a girl and Shorty likes you and all this other shit, and then you're doing stuff with gifts and these grand gestures, right? And let's say she falls in love with you, and then you just wake up and realize, nah, I know Shorty fell for me, but I don't even want to deal with her no more. But she's used to this life. That's some fuckboy shit, and that's some fucked up shit.
Yeah, nigga, but that doesn't mean I have to pay the rent still. That's what we're talking about, though.
In the context that I just brought up, that will be some straight fuckboy shit if you move Shorty out of her life, okay, got her associated with you and all of that shit, and then you just woke up one day and didn't want to mess with her no more, and she's still in love with you. That's some fuckboy shit.
Yeah, but I'm
what,
not.
What in this context, that's not what happened, because it sounded like they came to a mutual agreement.
I mean,
that they
but
didn't
that's
like
life. People well, like each other and people stop liking each other.
She is under the impression that this
man. Wait. We're not about to just skip past what you just said. Yes, Bert, that is life.
Okay.
And I do understand, but in the context of what we're talking about, she's talking about she feels as though it's entitled because son brought her to this life, which I understand from
okay,
a different
perspective.
Okay,
so now I brought you to this life. Boss up.
Nah, it's not even about bossing up, bro, because that's not what we're talking about.
In certain circumstances, it's
she wants him to pay. She wants him to still pay rent.
And that's what we're focusing on.
In a Mercedes Benz,
and
right?
That's what we're focusing
okay,
on.
Okay, so I gave you this gifts. You don't want to give them back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who now has to take over those payments?
Now, let me say what I'm saying. Where she's coming from, she's saying because son brought her into this life, and even though they came to a mutual agreement that it didn't work out, that he still should be paying. Now, I'm not agreeing with her or saying that she's correct. Mm-hmm. What I am saying is when it comes to these scenarios, it's not one size fits all. There are certain contexts where, yes, a man should still continue to pay for Shorty.
Okay.
If he brought her, if you, like the Madea situations. For example, in that case, and why did I get married? Shorty was married.
Shout out to Tyler Perry's costume directors.
No, we're not. Anyways.
Shorty. Yo.
Shorty was motherfucking married to Son, and Son didn't want to do nothing for her. Now, he had her alienated from her family. She ain't really have no friends. She was just solely relying on dude.
This Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah, okay.
So, in that context.
And of course, and them niggas was married.
But even if they're not married.
So when you go through the legal system and you get divorced, she's going to get what she needs to get because it's spouse support.
She had signed a prenup. Stop.
Oh, she did? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Exactly. I don't pay attention to fucking Tyler Perry.
You know Tyler Perry wrote that shit in.
So that's my point. Now, even though, yes, that is what she agreed upon because of whatever, but are we not about to say that it's immoral that he about to just leave her dry? Like, Shorty been holding the crib down for however said many years. Now, in that context, I feel as though you moving your head. What's the issue?
I mean,
they had like a 100-bedroom house. Her cleaning duties were very different.
Regardless, bro.
I'm jealous.
I mean, I'm just talking about a woman being a homemaker and shit. They're, okay. I mean, if you about to say, nah, don't work and shit, but then the value of a woman, what she does in the home, it's kind of fucked up, bro. It's just like, all right, so what is sort of, you just, if you want a slave and a concubine, say that. You feel me? But that's not what most niggas want, even though that's what they do want when they want to get married and shit, but that's another conversation for another day. Anyways, back to what I was saying, right? Mm-hmm. So back to Shorty, topic at hand that we initially was talking about. Shorty's wilding because she feels as though, yeah, bro was supposed to keep paying this and keep paying that. But what it sounds like to me is that when they initially got together, it didn't sound like she really wanted to be with Son. Sound like the shit was nice and she was getting gifts and shit was lit. So she decided to be with him. Then probably got tired of Son.
And then they mutually
decided to leave.
She didn't want to give the stuff back.
Which is understandable.
And now she's saying she feels that he should still pay.
Which is wrong.
So which, you not my wife. You don't have that entitlement over.
So a
shorty
has to be a wife. See, that's a dangerous game when niggas say that. Because on some real nigga shit, we know. As men, right?
I know it's niggas out here that trick.
That's not even, I'm not, bro, okay. You're reacting to something, that's not what I'm saying, bro. I'm not calling
okay,
niggas.
Okay, go ahead.
What I'm saying is, right, we know as men that there are a lot of women out there who want to get married.
Of course.
We know that as men, there are women who pressure men into marriage because either for biological reasons or for other reasons, they want to get married sooner than later, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you introduce that shit saying that, oh, nah, she's not my wife. She's not. Just know that you also are setting yourself up for, all right, well, son, we not doing this because I'm not your wife. I'm not this. I'm not that. And I don't believe in absolutes. That's me.
And that woman would never be for me.
So.
Protect the brand.
So I'm going to ask you something, bro. Just real quick. You mean to
let
tell me.
So let me. If I got a rapport with this woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm going to give gifts. I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if we not married, you have entitlement to what I have?
Bro, it's not.
This is what I'm talking about.
Because it's not an entitlement to what you have, bro. When you treat someone, it's like, yo, you're courting this person. You're doing things a certain kind of way. It's not an entitlement, but it's an expectance. Like, it's not like if you're courting this woman to make her yours or whatever have you, like, you can't. Like it's not entitlement to what you have, bro, but it's like you're moving towards something.
Of course.
So
maybe
you can help me out with a little bit more of what you meant, because the way it sounded was like people, you know, in dealing in a situation with you, they shouldn't expect certain things until you get to a certain point.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, so move that shit back, because that's how it sounded to me. Because I spent a lot of time just listening to what you were saying, and I don't want, if that's not your message, I don't want that's what I'm saying.
Responded to. Thank
but,
you.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to get, like for your wife, you'll go buy your wife a house, right?
Nobody's not.
Bro,
not
I will
answer, bro, I'm
bro,
just saying.
Put, yeah,
I'm
just saying.
You, nobody's so would you do that, right?
Right now, I will put my shorty.
Okay. So this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm not about to just buy a random girl a house.
Nobody's saying she's random, bro.
Right, my nigga. But
they were in a relationship.
And based on the context of the video, they was in a relationship. So it's not
a random
girl.
Yeah, and it came to a mutual
ending. It came to a mutual end. So she thinks that she should still be up. He should have to maintain her lifestyle. No, we're not saying that. What we're saying is, if you take said woman out of her regular fucking lifestyle, you literally are saying, I'm going to take you out of what you're doing.
I'm never doing
but
that.
But we're not talking about Bert. We're talking about what the video is saying. So what the video is saying is, the way she's making it out to be, is that he took her, it's like saying, yo, I'm taking you out of the projects. You already don't have no job. I already know what you get into. I know you can't really afford this shit. I'm going to deck you out in all this shit and then be like, all right, cool. I'm taking anything back. You haven't been maintaining your finances or certain things for months. You know why? Because he's been taking care of you. Why? Because that's the lifestyle that he initiated. He had been providing. And this is just being, this is just me playing devil's advocate. It's not me saying that she's right. But you're, if that is the case and you took this person out of their lifestyle and it's just been, they haven't had to do those things. They haven't had to generate income for themselves.
Okay.
They haven't had to do certain things.
Now you're supposed to just be out when they ask.
That's why you get some of these drugs.
But that's what I'm saying. We are grown adults. Are we not?
Right.
Okay, so why aren't your finances set up?
My finances are not set up, bro, even if a nigga
yo, if a nigga is telling a woman,
bro, if Oprah called me right now and said you're gonna live in my crib and do what the fuck I say, and that's what it is, and my finances is what they are right now, and after my life is over with Oprah and she says go back to the block, my nigga, I'm right back here where I started.
I'm about to say, like, bro, I don't feel like you're not doing
how am I getting my finances together with Oprah? She's doing everything. I'm not.
So niggas is not going to work or anything,
bro.
I sound crazy.
Niggas is so.
Bert, relax. Let me ask you this question. Okay. No. Let me ask you this question. You mean to tell me if Oprah was to come pick you right now, you gonna go to work?
Yo, my mother raised me to never be a fucking bum and never to depend on.
It's not even about being.
No, but listen. Listen to what I'm saying. You just asked me what I.
You going to work if you married to Oprah? That's what I asked you.
Yes.
Oprah foot the fucking bill.
Nigga, yes.
Nigga is smoking high quality crack.
I'm taking the cobwebs off that coochie when she asks for it.
Yo, nigga, I want my own, my nigga. I don't want nothing from you.
You're bugging. I don't want. Shout out to Stedman. That nigga understands. That nigga got a house in the back of the house. He gets whatever he wants. What the fuck is Stedman famous for? What does he do?
Being Oprah's boyfriend. I would love to be that nigga. Okay. And I bet you Stedman is working. I bet you he does something.
Shit.
All right.
Shit.
Yo, it's no way as a man I'm going to sit here and live off of a woman.
Hey,
I'm
Bert,
not.
Check this out, Bert. I'm going to put work in. Because, yo, context is very important, right? So, peep game. We talking about Oprah and Stedman, right?
Yeah.
Do we believe that Stedman is out here punching the clock, doing a 9-to-5? No.
But he probably owns some fucking businesses and some fucking real estate.
Where do we think that stemmed from?
We just think it's Oprah's money. That's where we get it fucked up, because we think it's Oprah's money. It doesn't have to be Oprah's money.
But we don't know. But it's speculation, right?
Bro, but yes, what's
but it's speculation, right?
It's speculation. It's speculation. But what you're saying is you're only.
But realistically, if we think that he has businesses that he didn't get any help from Oprah, all right, what do we? Come on, bro.
Like just the investments, just the loans, loans that he probably secured.
For everybody who can't hear, I personally cannot do that.
I just personally cannot do that.
Yo, and I feel that because you're not
exactly.
You don't be
you two niggas
at.
Is different, and it's cool.
Wait, hold on.
Two niggas is
different. Different
from what I'm doing.
Don't do that.
And it's cool.
I will gladly cook for my rich queen. Fuck you.
Hold up. No. Stop. Flag on the play. Technical foul. The connotation that you just used, bro.
He tried to make it seem like we were off.
No, I'm not.
And really,
because we're not going to work if we married the Oprah.
Nigga, man.
My fucking God.
Hey, Briss, if you're married to Oprah, are you working?
Exactly. That's been the end of regulation.
No, the hell it hasn't. You don't touch a fucking button because the shit's not over. That's dead. He tried to fucking sign off. Bro, you niggas are fucking crazy.
Yo, we still recording.
We are talking about the most extreme of circumstances.
It sounds like celebrity deathmatch in here.
Bro. Right. We understand that. But this is Oprah.
You're not doing no 9-to-5.
Never let a motherfucker be able to understand that. Hold on.
Yo,
you niggas are very animated and very excited.
The fact that you think that you know the
It's not even. It's not even.
Oprah gives away cars.
So we honestly think, yo.
If Oprah hold money over my head, I'm a strip butt naked. It's Oprah money.
Yo, I'm happy.
You can never fish hook me, bro.
It's Oprah money.
I'm so happy that we not fucking recording visual, bro, so niggas can see all this yelling back and forth, because this is some nigga shit right now.
It look like a spades game in here. Leak talking and she home got his bucket hat on. Everything is wrong.
Hey, yo. We still are recording. So instead of just yelling over each other, let's relax and have a cordial conversation. No, you good. You good. You good with the other,
because
they can't hear you.
This really happened because Bert tried to tell Rosé started pushing buttons. You don't put your fucking headphones on.
You didn't even like take what she said in the context. She said she's not letting... Yo, hold on, bro.
Okay, go ahead.
She's not letting people... She's not going to fucking let go of what she wants to do, i.e. like a passion, right? Because the dude that she's messing with has money. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying that you're supposed to just roll over and do nothing. All we're saying is, in context of the video that Shorty was talking about, if somebody who is rich is picking... Yo, bro, you about to react to that. I'm not even finished with my statement, okay, bro. Go ahead.
You're
moving
the basket. You're moving it back to the story, and it went to Oprah. Did it not?
Bro, you didn't let him finish, so how do you know where he was going to go?
Go ahead. No, because you went back to the video. That's already, bro. Like,
I do that. I do that to put in the context of what I'm saying. If you would let me finish, bro.
Go ahead.
So, as I was trying to say, if somebody takes you from the slums or a lifestyle that you're not used to and gets you accustomed to this lifestyle, and then they just drop you off for whatever reason, that's immoral and that's wrong.
Of course, that's wrong.
So what are we fucking talking about?
But like I'm saying, but niggas looking at me fucking sideways because I said, yo, you can't have a fucking fish hook over my head. Like, what?
But that... Hold on, stop.
Y'all niggas took it from...
Bert,
took it from the video.
Bert, you, literally, what you just said and agreed to, and all the niggas who are listening and going to listen to this, you literally agreed to exactly what we're saying.
Okay.
So all of that commotion was for no reason.
No, because y'all said y'all not working if Oprah fucking was financing y'all lives. That's exactly what the fuck y'all just said. Did
bro,
y'all?
I dramatized that shit because we were fucking...
So let's be clear.
Right, then.
I go back and I ask you, if you're married to Oprah, you're going to be punching in the clock on your 9-to-5 job.
I'm going to have something for myself.
No, that's different. That's not what the fuck I'm
saying. Okay, I'm punching in the fucking clock. Like, what?
Then you smoking dust, my nigga. That's fucking crazy.
It is what it is.
I'm not going to be working the clock.
I don't care what the fuck you're talking about, but it's like...
This whole shit stemmed from because like,
you going to clock in on a 9-to-5?
Bro, put your headphones on, bro.
This woman got a whole bunch of money? Like, what?
Yo, put your headphones on, bro.
Nah, I'm not putting my headphones on, bro.
So how are you supposed to hear it?
Nah, I can hear you.
All right.
I can hear you.
So I'm going to ask you this. Like, yo, this nigga's crazy.
Yo, because niggas calling me crazy because I'm not going to...
You're not talking about what we're talking about in context. Nobody's saying that you're not supposed to have your own. That's
exactly
not what we're saying.
Like, that was never
what
the
we're
argument.
Saying is you don't have the space to build your own if you're with somebody rich, my nigga. That's what the fuck we talking about. So if they leave you out to
only
dry,
if
nah,
you...
fuck that, because niggas been screaming and shit, I can scream too. So if they leave you out to dry, my nigga, when do you have time to amass and build your own fucking wealth if they over here taking care of everything? So nah, all we saying is...
Nigga, if they taking care of everything, I'm going to work.
I'm
going to
relax so niggas can hear me.
Yo, so one time when
I
was a freshman, one time when I was a freshman, and just to kind of bring us back to what we do here, because that was very intense, it was very niggerish. Put your headphones back on. We still here.
Like, what the fuck we talking about?
Why are you so angry?
If they paying for everything, I'm saving money, right?
We're not talking about that no more. It's over.
It's cool, bro. I'm not mad about it.
Bro,
but if we having a conversation and
bro,
I say I want my own,
one time
I'm never gonna let anybody have a fish hook over my
one
head.
One time we
never.
Started this podcast this week talking about trap. And I'm going to bring us back to life here because it is very tense in this room.
It's not tense.
Low still my nigga at the end of the day.
Nah, yeah, we still niggas, bro. But
like, we came to play, right? They can hear your attitude, bro. I'm just like, yo, chill, put your headphones on. Nah, I ain't putting my headphones on.
Nah, fuck that.
Fuck them headphones.
Like, yo, chill,
nigga,
bro.
Nigga, did you see Tommy?
Like,
you know what I mean?
So I'm only going to tell a story because we started talking about track. So when I was a freshman in high school, and you're going to laugh at this. You might not because you might not have ran track. I ran the 400.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's great.
And all right, so we're gonna set the table right. I only ran track. I was never, ever, ever the fast person. Like after like fourth grade, it's not me. It's a big kid, right?
But I'm sorry, the jokes are writing themselves here. So,
but by this time, freshman year, I had dropped probably. I had went from like eighth grade and dropped probably about like 70 pounds.
Okay,
I was like trying to get myself like in shape. I look like Rosé like right now.
Okay,
you feel me? Sexy. I ran a 99.
Okay, not bad.
It's horrible. For the 400.
I mean, but I'm
the 400. Now,
relative.
I'm
basing off of you, bro. That's not bad.
No.
Oh man.
I was 165 pounds. Like I said, I was. You know
this eighth grade.
Nice freshman year.
Freshman year.
So this is freshman track. So now when you run track, they put all the fast niggas. All the fast niggas get cool spandex suits, nice bikes. They get different outfits. They get blocks. I ran in the part of the meet where there's no blocks.
They gave this nigga a t-shirt.
Yeah. It's a fit. You know what I'm saying? I get the warm-ups, you know what I'm saying?
The swishies?
Yeah. How long it took for you to warm up?
So I did not know that the 400 was a sprint. That's one.
Bro, what you thought this was cross-country, my nigga?
Yo, so in my mind, again, never having run track before in my life. Never. So,
and
like,
then
I signed up
to the
for
400?
This. No, bro, I wasn't fast. And it was like, yo, I thought,
this is
let
comedy.
Me tell you how I thought I was athletic enough comedy. To do hurdles. Absolutely not. Absolutely
hey,
not.
Hey, Lenny, if you're hearing this, I know you're rolling, bro.
did you hit the hurdle?
Bro, did I? I literally, the first, I tried to do it, and I literally was like, yeah, that's not for me, and I walked away. So the only event I tried to do shot, because, like, again, sophomore year, I was trying to play quarterback. I want to get my arm strength up. So that was the real reason I did it. But it was like, at my school, the coach makes you do three events. And you have to run at least one. I'm not running an 800, a 12, a 6. I'm not doing any of that white shit. Anything after the 400 is not an African-American event, as far as I'm concerned.
I ain't going to hold you. What's that one where they be all jumbled up?
At least not in union.
Was that the 800, I think?
The 800, yeah.
You should have ran that shit and just been chilling in the back, bro.
That's
fuck
dead.
It.
That's dead.
What you mean? Because
that's two laps.
Yeah, but you fuck
shout out
dead.
To, shout out to that
bro,
white leader.
Coming last week, it took me a minute and a half for one lap.
I don't remember how fast I was. Yeah. So.
Bro, so niggas, I, to
not
put it in
me
perspective,
no minute and
right?
A half, though.
The good track runner, like, you're like niggas is running like 50s. 50s. Like, the elite niggas is running shit like, oh, like 52. Like, shit like that.
Niggas seen your time.
I had
like,
an extra 47 seconds.
Niggas.
So some of these niggas could have run another lap.
And passed you.
And still won, yeah. So, again, I did not know this shit was a sprint. So
that
I
shit ain't sweet at all.
Niggas was calling me Mr. 99 in high school.
That's nasty.
Yo.
What? Next meet. PR.
We talking track, nasty man.
This nigga Ivan Casey.
That was a pause, though. Nigga said next meet. But we talking track. It's M-E-E-T, not E-A-T.
PR, for those of you who don't know, who aren't track enthusiasts like me.
Nigga, from the sounds of it, you wasn't either.
87, okay?
Oh, 3 seconds shaved off?
Bro, do your maths, bro. It's 13. And this is why you
funny.
Need to let Oprah fucking spend the money, because you can't do math. Rosé, take us out.
Fuck you, bitch.
You don't like when niggas try to end the podcast, right? Good luck in the building.
Make sure you get that motherfucking love is patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Yeah. Rosé, I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas. Hit a fade away on niggas. I don't get no explanations. I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education. Smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.